Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Yes, indeed, everyone. Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network. And this is June 30th, 2017. And this is the second of a three-hour live program on Republic Broadcasting Network. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. We have a lot of callers, and I want to make sure I get all of you. We have Jeff from Idaho. Hello, Jeff. Thank you for calling the program.
Hey, Dr. Parker. Serendipitously, this is about 920449, the NSA neural monitoring from the civil action of Hawaii versus NSA. I want to go back to last week with the Kevin's 20,000 depopulation lobby, McCain's black line to the IPB and the president, the fool, the mob money and the DU and the tumor like the 2013 audio explain all. From my mom's library, Wayne Madsen in 2008, he has Overthrow a Fascist Regime on $15 a day. Then read Amazon's Gus Russo titled Super Mob. If you click on the look inside, you can read on all the cast of characters we're talking about here on all these activities right now. You'll find the mafia that Wayne and Russo speak about. After reflections over the past 10 years, the 2007, 2010, 2012, 2015, 2017, there's five-year sequences with two and three rotations, like August 2012 water work. The next five-year sequence looks like August 2017 concerning SCOTUS case. This presumption concerning the 31 USC 1321 and 31 USC 1322 would be perfectly timed to review recess appointments. The 2015 administrative changes and illegal noncompliance are the issues of the day, like Debbie Wasserman Schultz's brother Steve Wasserman, who should be disbarred because of conflict of interest if he carries on the case.
No question.
Right. So the NSA remote neural monitoring from this 920449 civil action from Alawi versus NSA ties into the 2015. Hypothetically, could a remote hacking occur to this program? I just came across this yesterday. So based on phase one of the work, do you agree with some of the some or all of the model's presumptions?
Go ahead.
Easter eggs?
Yes.
I'm just wondering. Okay. All right. So I think August should be the reset month. As the CFR, Bilderbergers, and Club of Rome say, never introduce a new product in the summer. Dr. Farrell's been watching the gold moves with the Atlantan gold statues in the South China Sea, even though the 1943 Cairo Treaty gave China pre-Japan invasion land back. So those are some of the details of how the our mafia that we're basically trying to throw out with the $4 trillion for the congressman and the $4 trillion for the lobbyist. You know, the recess appointment time, I think, is what you need to focus on in the next 4 months.
I'm working on it.
I'm just saying that... I know you are. Okay, so this is great because the timing is, you know, all the legal system basically didn't reset itself in 2016. Okay, so there's a 1 in 10,000 ratio of people that are operating legally as judges in America. Right, and so all these private contractors, going back to the 1976 overthrow of essentially the United States government, effectively, through the UN. And, you know, the NSA and all of its, you know, foreign titles under 4 USC 72, you know, all these things basically have to be brought forward to these guys. And, you know, just like Larry Craig when he was had his bathroom incident in the airport lounge, you know, he wasn't even smart enough to know that people, when Congress is in session, can't be stopped. He didn't use that line. But in the August recess, I think, you know, with the changes that are going on in the White House and Kelly going to, you know, Chief of Staff, I think Plan A needs to become Plan N-A. If you separate the words, you'll understand what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and the real war is within ourselves. We're at the turning point if we're going to have an America or not, in my opinion. And
right,
it's
yeah. I like the word America and the word District of Columbia now to basically avoid the semantic deception that's been going on since the Civil War. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
So
I
did. In this briefing, Dr. Parker, I did come across the two-way electronic brain length, the frequencies. It was very funny, timing-wise, looking at all of them serendipitously. So they overlay some of that other work pretty interestingly.
By the way, there's a lot to talk about. I want to thank you for something. Of course, what we're doing, very much so. Because of my time frame, every second of the day, it sounds, you know, I don't live as other people do.
I know, you clock. You have a 36-hour day. I know. Go.
And you know, just to prepare for these 3 hours, it takes, you know, at least 2.5-3 days, stretch out sometimes 4 days out of the week, and the whole thing. And so I have certain priorities that come in. And I want to tell you about one that matches in what you're talking about. I was very impressed with your frequency chart. I didn't have time to study it because I'll be studying that in about a week.
Right.
I was really impressed with that. And
right. Well, there's two Easter bunnies trying to steal those now that are coming by every day now. So it's very funny,
right?
Symbolism. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, and if you tie all the four colored sheets together over the past 3 or 4 months, I think you have a very effective model if you go with Ken L. Wheeler's work and you look at the gyro frequencies, right? And so, you know, Harold Klotz-Wheeler's got the 5.62 to 11.2 gigahertz that is used in this two-way electronic brain thing besides the 500 microwatts of emitted power from, just like you said when you were back in May, your electromagnetic signature from 10 miles up from some of the Bendini work before he passed away.
Right.
Right.
In fact, that electronic signature is now being used as we speak for the unidentified submerged objects, the USOs, that fly in and off the Earth, you know, and go into the ocean. The sightings are increasing, and there have been ways to communicate through the water, and it's very interesting, and I'll be talking with you off air on that, and we're going to talk about some...
Yeah. Well, the important thing that I'm worried about, Dr. Parker, is I'm worried about A space L-I-E-Ns. Those are the ones I'm worried. A-leans, not aliens, A-leans. That's my goal A-leans. These years.
Yeah, I know what you're
right,
saying.
Yeah. Okay, so so I really appreciate I appreciate your time, and if you get a chance, I'll spend more time on political stuff like we switched in 2016 now. August is the 2016 political month, right? And then I'll give you some other feedback. So unless you give me some other comments by audio, I'm going to basically just leave phase one alone and then not do too much more because I can't do anything without computer modeling. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, I understand. Thank you, Jeff. You have a good day.
Thank you very much for your time, and good luck on finding that special masterwork later, okay?
I will. Yeah, thank you.
An email. Okay, see you, bye.
We have Rich from Alabama, and I appreciate you holding on, Rich.
Hi, Dr. Parker. Do you know what the paragraph and line number is listed in the Federal Register for the IPAB?
No, I wouldn't know that off the top of my head.
Okay.
The Federal Register is 4,000 pages a day, so I wouldn't know that, you know. off the top of my head.
Right, because I've been trying to, you know, to put that out over the the Twitter and Facebook about the iPad, and nobody seems to really address it. I've had maybe a couple of people that have said yeah, they like that, they agree, need to put that information out about the iPad, because if it is, as you're saying, separate from Obamacare, and it needs to be repealed separately from Obamacare, then that also is one of a major issue that nobody seems to want to address. So,
no, the reason they don't want to address it, is because it's the controlling way of the civilization that we have that's coming up. In other words, who lives and dies, how it puts forth. Two things I want to get to you very quickly. First of all, please, my email is right there on the bio in RBN. It's KWATI at SBCGlobal.net. And the public law is public law 111-148. Okay, Rich? And that'll help you ahead of time. It's all there, and it's very long, 3,000 pages, but you'll find what you need. Please email me so that I can communicate with you off air concerning what's happening with the death panel, and it has to be repealed. That's all there is to it. But you have to have two-thirds of the House now and two-thirds of the Senate to do that, and the whole purpose of the Senator McCain and his group and the Rhino, Republicans in name only, or whatever the hell you want to call them, I call them social communists. And I'm not being radical when I say that. And they've known all along that to control the population within the concept of the medical paradigm, you have to have a way to kill people off. And that's why I opened the show today on water commission. That's not a joke. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? We're talking about something that the death panel is more important than trying to cover up transactions that the government is making behind our backs to control the population through food, water, and air, and electromagnetic frequencies. When I went on the air, the date was in 2016, on September, on Parker Pathways. I exposed the electromagnetic fields medically, and I'm going to try to do that again today, to repeat part of that show, and where you talk about, went into all of the organs that are affected, and how it worked. Well, it's not isolated, because what happens if you control the forms of the glands in the brain by electromagnetic fields of these new antennas, add that to the food chain for the amino acid sequence, add that to the interaction of interglobulin, particularly 6A, add that to the pancreas, you now are controlling people from a distance of 300 miles.
Oh, wow.
That's reality. And I've never hid that. Every show, and what's the medium? Water. I've never hid it. And the thing is that I could not be more upset at our country right now, at the level, there's a difference between knowledge and wisdom, and you can have the knowledge, but you have to have the wisdom to be able to change it. In my opinion, are you okay?
Yes. One other thing, Dr. Parker. I'm having a hard time finding the archives from back in 08 09. It doesn't. So the old archives don't seem to be available anymore, so I just wanted to let you know that.
Oh, that's a sad tale you're telling me. Those were classic stuff. Well, that was big time. Boy, God, that's a crime right there. Jesus. You'd have to speak with the station about that. That is a sad piece of information you're giving me there. I didn't know that. I thought they had that all set up on the banner on the right side.
Well, there's the old archives. There you can click onto it, but last time I tried, it said it was unavailable. And there's been so much information out there that you've put out over the years. It's hard to find the information within the information. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but you can't find it. You can. The keywords are there. You know what I mean? I purposely have left the codes right out there so everybody can chase it. I've been very careful about that to make sure that the code words are there. Because when I first started, I was getting death threats. I was getting the formations of governments coming after me. And RBN, you know, had their own problems, and they stuck with us and came through. But I always have made the keywords are everything. You know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm writing four books on my shows. Some will go into the United Nations archives. But I think concerning the water, you know what I think I'm going to do, Rich? I think I'm going to put together, see, I have my shows. I have all my notes. They're locked up in a safe, by the way. And I'm going to put out an index of keywords for my listeners. What do you think of that?
Anything would be helpful.
Yeah, but that's going to be I have to charge for it. You know what I mean? I'm not out to make money. I mean, you don't make money on these things. But the thing is that because I'll call it a compendium. I'm going to write that down right now. Make compendium. And on that compendium will be the keywords on how you chase down a lot of things and to work it through. See, one of the things about the way I'm one of the few, you know, I work is the fact that I interrelate the subjects because I'm trained to do that, you know. I'm licensed. I've got four PhDs in seven major medical fields. I've got a law degree. I've got, you know what I mean? Plus, I've been with the government. I'm not even supposed to talk about that. And me, I just want to retire, be on a farm, raise some chickens, and mind my own business and find the honey and have a shot of bourbon once a week. I'm telling you the truth on that. But here
you can still do it. you still got the time.
I still got the time, and I've got a good audience, and I'm going to do it. You've given me a good point. I'm going to make this, yeah. We'll see what we can do. And also, ask the station. The station's very good about these things. Ask them and see what they say, if you can revive some of those 2008 and 2009 archives.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you, Dr. Parker. You have a blessed day.
You too, sir. Thank you for calling. One of the things that is happening with the Senate, they had time to pass a bill. They're on recess. And we're coming up on the break. So it's 800-313-9443 to call in. And we'll see you on the other end of the break. And thank you very much for listening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Is Parker Pathways. And very quickly, because we have a lot of callers, I wanted to, I was very upset at the Charlie Gard case, where the courts and the hospitals, keep in mind, hospitals have their own administrative courts, so they have control over your life in terms of you wouldn't let the baby, Charlie Gard, who had the methylation genetic code problem, and of course his chances for treatment, of course, was not there, but they wouldn't let them take that baby home to die under the guise of saying that a judge's ruling and saying what the mitochondrial depletion syndrome, which is really a rare genetic disease, forming the brain damage, it wouldn't be the quality of care at home for dying in dignity. Then why do they take away the consent form on people in nursing homes under the IPAB because you're too old? That's a legitimate question. That's the real world. You can see the hypocrisy there? I got Kevin in New Hampshire. Thank you for holding, Kevin. Thank you for calling the program.
Hey, Dr.
Hello,
Parker,
Kevin.
Can you hear me?
I sure can. Thank you.
What a serendipitous show today was. I was listening to the radio till about 4 o'clock this morning. I caught an episode from somebody you may or may not have ever heard of, Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, from
Art
December
Bell.
2000.
By God, yeah.
He reminds me of Paul Harvey. Now you know the rest of the story. Remember that, Dr. Parker? Gosh,
yeah.
That was a wonderful... Yeah. But his show was about... about Mr. Sarita and Mr. Aykroyd and some of the hope for the healing of our planet with those who are sending water to help rebuild the ozone. And this was from 2001. So I'm pretty well out of the loop. Like I've said before, I'm not even on the internet, really. You asked me about telling you my heart and recognizing that you have a heavy heart from some of the stuff that you heard. That's part of what I would like to be of assistance with, kind of like a Linux guy, and it's one of the things that I know that a lot of people that use Windows systems, they're completely hacked, phished, tracked, and pretty much laid bare for anybody to take from them whatever they wish. It's a little bit harder to do with an open source system, so that might be something that, well, obviously you probably already discovered this stuff, being that you've been around since Linux was invented. But getting to what you were discussing earlier with the dissolving of the bodies and such, isn't that a chemical contamination of the system to begin with? I mean, granted, they may destroy the DNA and all the rest of that stuff, but those are still some very toxic process chemicals. So can't that be attacked also? I don't know about a collateral attack or maybe an evidentiary attack, but that would be one way to say, what is this being done for? Theoretically, that is not a toxic body. So what is the purpose behind the cremation? What is the purpose behind the chemical remediation of it? You only have to do that, as you're aware, with hazmat.
Yeah, they've been doing that for the idea of cremation itself in terms of using flame flash over a period of time. And then, of course, if you add this other idea of potassium hydroxide, which is usually used in forms of dissolving of flesh and bone, and then, of course, that will eventually go down the drain. The purpose of it is that as I mentioned, it's a religious and climate change move.
It's trying to control the minds and do stuff to say, yes, we're trying to fix it, but being that the ozone hole has been known about since the 80s and so many other things, there's proof that it can't be fixed from inside. I mean, you don't fix the human body from inside of it unless you're a surgeon, and then you have to have a completely clean environment, and you have to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
How do you do surgery on the earth? You know,
yeah.
You need somebody from outside.
You know, you see, the idea is, the idea here is to not take up sort of the environmentalists. They act like they're environmentalists, but they're not. They don't want any dams built. They don't want any space for burial, and they're getting the people educated to take away religion in terms of the formation of the soul. See, that's what kept.
Yeah.
That's what defeated communism in the first place, was not economics, which it did. It was the idea of the belief in God.
Yeah, something bigger than ourselves, something that we belong to. I mean, I know who my creator is. I didn't need a piece of paper to come out of my mother's womb by her blood and waters.
That's why they took the word God.
My mom and dad to have a child.
Yeah. That's right. They took the word God
just
out
like
of
you, just like all of us.
About the money. Take a look at the money, the way it's being printed, before it goes to Bitcoin, you know, for electronic money. They've taken the word God out. No book can be published. But right now, I've got four books out in terms of the thing of what I'm writing about, and in terms of the publishers are saying that you can't have the word God in the book. And
the word Allah, right?
Yeah, but you can have the Sharia law. You can have.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
I agree with you, Dr. Parker. I've studied the conflict between the Sunnis and Shias to have some comprehension on it. And honestly, for my own part, I'd much rather have a Sufi living next to me and discuss the concepts of God with a man or a woman that understands that.
But you see,
instead of somebody who argues with somebody else over.
Yeah. You see what's happening.
I mean, what the heck?
Yeah.
You know?
But if they can take
as
that
Christians,
away,
we don't argue over Jesus. And yeah,
but this is a bigger. This is even bigger than that. What's going on here is the determination. These chemicals are being placed in our body to change us. This is like this is why I keep talking
control.
About. That's a crime. In other words, if you can take out on the world court. The idea of crimes against humanity, they're trying to take away the evidence. This is why I talk about the movie Kingsman, Secret Service, that 2014 film.
That was part of why I asked you about some of the stuff that you were working on for the actual crimes that are being done. This stuff without knowing competent and consensual assent. It's been illegal since,
This is why
the Pope did it to the King of England back in 1208,
The thing is that we need a grand jury of science and technology. I talked about this in the first week I was on RBN. We need that. We have a grand jury for civil law. We have a grand jury for criminal law. And people can argue all they want about if it's constitutional or if this, that, and the other. Listen, people are making decisions in Congress that know jack about the medicine, the science, the implications. All they think about is depopulation. That's all they think about.
Yeah, and how they can make money off of it. That's part of the problem.
How they can make money off of it.
The thing that needs to be addressed here, Dr. Parker, is the concept of constitutor being someone that willingly chooses consensually and competently to stand surety for somebody else's debt. You cannot have that permission to do any type of experimentation, even under the Human Research Projects Protection Program. It doesn't matter. You can't just promulgate some code or regulation and say it has force and effect of law. When our Creator made laws, He didn't say, if you jump off a cliff, there's a force and effect that you're going to fall and break your head. No, you fall and you break your head unless the angels pick you up and carry you. And nobody
actress.
Saw that way, you know?
It's like that woman that wanted to take Trump and push him off the cliff and set it on TV. Can you imagine that?
It's just so ludicrous what they are attempting to do in plain sight when it's written, our people die for lack of knowledge. And just knowing where to go read the 250 years plus of what has been done just on this, the British North American Parliamentary Act of 1867, for one, among all the other things that go back to the original United States Bank. All this stuff is still only words on paper. They do
The Democrats, they've got a new slogan. You've heard it. They said our Democrats stand for a better deal.
Yeah, a better deal. Okay, so should I have my right arm cut off at the elbow or at the shoulder? I don't
I'm
know,
not kidding
Dr. Parker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
I
kind of
like to use my mountain bike, so maybe I could come up with a prosthesis to use my arm. Huh? What do you think?
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm glad you called, Kevin, and I really am, and you be in touch.
I will. Kilo Whiskey Alpha Tango India. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon, Dr. Parker.
Thank you for calling very much. I don't know if the break is coming up pretty soon. We've got Bill in New Jersey, and I want to make sure I get Bill in New Jersey on.
Hey.
Is Bill there?
Hi, Dr. Parker.
Hi, Bill.
Okay, I've been wanting to ask you this question for about 6 months about TiO2, photocatalytic, used with the light in water. But then 2 weeks ago, just a quick mention, Jeff and you were talking about the contacting the entities outside our world, and then you just kind of mentioned it again with going in the water. I was wondering about that with the antenna complex that's down in the Nazca Plains and the Palpa Lines, where that was supposedly an antenna complex to contact back in the day. But what really got me going, here your break coming up, my main question is about Melody from last week.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Parker Pathways. We have a lot to cover in the terms. I want to make sure I have Bill in New Jersey. Are you still there, Bill?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. Thank you for letting me hold over break.
I only have a couple minutes for you, but I want to make sure I got you in. Go ahead.
Okay, real quick then. What's the main one after listening to Melody last week from Colorado and you guys kind of talked about the apocalypse coming? I want to know, how many shows all of us still have left of Dr. Parker? Have you can make your best guess of listening to you before the apocalypse comes to us?
Oh, are you talking about the seed banks?
No, yeah, I'm talking about where they apparently. As far as I'm concerned, I'm living in an apocalypse now. I have to frickin' get better food. I'm going to the spring and getting water. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's shouldn't have to live this way. Kind of mad about it and a little pissed, but the bottom line is there going to be a big apocalypse event where we're all going to have to really be ready? And if so, how many more shows do I get to listen to you before that crap hits the fan?
Yeah, what you mean. I would think, they're about, in my opinion, there are about three answers to go with that. Be patient with the way I'm going to answer this. First of all, there are going to be maximum changes in agriculture technology because food depends upon water, and the food will be changed in such a way to change the gene structure for humans. In other words, there will be agriculture robots. There'll be precision agriculture. There'll be drones used for monitoring the climate, which there already is. Then you're going to have the change of the sensors in the earth that will be placed in the earth that go down many miles into the earth. And these are called equipment telematics. Animals will be bred in such a way, which is a very big shame, animals being bred, because people say, well, meat's bad for you, you know, that because it has methane and other products that are harmful to the genetic code. So therefore, they want to have laboratory-grown meat, which is already being done. And so
right,
all these
Saudi Arabia, you said.
Yeah, and the things that, now you take those and then add that to the EPA just a few days ago took away the methane rule for oil and gas companies and how to capture the methane. And, of course, injecting it back in the earth has some complications that are not very pretty. And that's going right over everybody's head because they're romanced by Al Gore's new film, who, you know, tries to play this down. So now you take all of that and you put it on the plate. The Agenda 21 on the United Nations has the goals for the control of the behavior of the human being. Agenda 2030 has to do with what's called synthetic biology. In other words, where you have the concept of infrastructure health centers. In other words, what is happening is the chip put into the body, which is on a trial basis, which made news a week and a half ago. Everybody said, oh, well, they're going to have chips on their employees. You can't work for the particular company unless you have the chip. Well, in, you know, like in Kingsman Special Services film that I talked about in the first hour, that film was made in 2014, but they were using lines of climate change and the chip itself.
Hmm.
Well, you have people who are arguing in artificial intelligence from the people who invented Facebook and other
people. Yeah, Zuckerman, yeah.
And Zuckerman, and then the guy that's trying to work the electric cars. And their position into the facets of this is that artificial intelligence will be better for you in terms of being able to survive past the United Nations 2030 agenda, the 2030 agenda. So the workout of what's called vertical farming on buildings is expected under the United Nations. By that time, they will have control of all land. The water is already in their jurisdiction. They say, you don't own the water, but yet we pay for it. That's reality. That's what they're saying. You have, so the out ending is at the year 2028, where the everything I'm talking about on the sensors, the in vitro meat, the robotic farm swans, the vertical farming, the synthetic biology will all be in place by that time. Now, that's according to the United Nations. There'll be no religion by the year 2023, which is why I'm bringing it up today, and I'm trying to bring this in with electromagnetic fields on the next live hour for today.
Right.
By that time, it's expected that there will be the world court, which the Pope wants. In other words, there'll be no courts as we know them.
Hmm.
So, in other words, you'll have somebody in a foreign country that can be on your jury concerning you, and you'll be into the world court. This is what Hillary Clinton wanted. She didn't hide it. She wanted to be in charge of the World Bank. That was her payoff. And when she was, when her husband was president. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that as far as the elites are concerned, Bill, in their world, when you talk with them and they think, they don't hide this
right
from you. You know, they don't hide it from you. And to them, they're on schedule. So this means that this is why they want to get rid of Trump, because I was trying to get into the reason how they're going to do it. But the thing is that I hope that Trump doesn't fall for the apocalypse you're talking about, which they have planned in the terms of having only five nation areas on the earth. So China will run the earth is what it's coming down to, see?
Right.
And that's the reality. I mean, no one's hiding that either. That's the amazing part. You know, like I opened my program today, that the sperm count for men has fallen in six countries. And, you know, if you heard that, and when I went out the door and chloramine caused health damage, the Nobel Prize Committee of Health Journalism, which I didn't know existed, nominated me five times for that article on the homepage of RBN. Hmm. And the thing is, where I'm exposing the real world of, in the year 2005, what's happening now into the terms of things. Well, you see, it's all based on food and water and air and the geoengineering of the Earth. So
I understand.
The apocalypse is in two forms. One, the geoengineering, which is going on in New Mexico right now with the diamond dust, the formation of the change of the sun shield by using electromagnetic waves, and the third level, which is using human beings themselves as the magnetic transfer of electrons within the environment. This is what makes Al Gore, one of the slickest killers in the world. I'm not calling him a killer personally. I'm saying, think of that. Well,
I understand. Think
melting.
About you, sir. People like you are smart men that came up, and people like you aren't going to be made anymore because they're killing the potential sperms of future geniuses, and now they have to use only AI, and they won't get any really smart people that potentially might have to fix something else that AI, who knows, in the future can't do.
You're absolutely right. They talk about that. They did that 2 weeks ago, exactly your words. They said they don't want any more thinking. In other words, in corporations today, when you go for a job, somebody looking for a job, they're using algorithms. When you use, and you want to make a stock selection, you're using algorithms. And these are basically, it's computer-based. They even advertise it openly on television. We will get you the best person who is a team player.
Right.
See, they don't use Sigma. They don't use Sigma 6 anymore in terms of the mathematics and making the decision process on the decision tree. That's part of the algorithm now. So, in other words, you can't function on the future unless you're part of that group in the corporation.
They're making a mistake, I think, in the long run. When they start really exploring other worlds, they're going to need smart humans, not just smart computers.
That's right. You got it. And it's going to have to be. This is why I keep bringing up wisdom. You can have the process of the development of the system, but no one is opening up their mind. In my opinion, in terms of discovering, the universe itself being formed, it's been shown by models in quantum physics that the universe has 114 galaxies similar to ours right now under the present information.
Right, there you go.
Do you see what I'm saying?
They're screwing that up.
They're messing it up. So they say, well, and you know what I do with these guys from MIT and to the government contacts I've got and everything? I said, well, General, it says in the Bible, not that I read it, that it was in the blink of an eye. In other words, in Genesis, it comes out, it's got the quantum physics right there, in the blink of an eye. Let there be light. And then the separation of the waters.
Hmm. Right.
That's in chapter 1. So the thing is, and you start deciphering that in terms of the carvings that are 8,000 years before Christ, and they're talking about the cosmic battles and the laser beams, and they even have words for it in Tibetan language for lasers, for God's sake. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I know what us Parker Pathway or Parker's Army people, we know what's really going on. You know, that's why we're into you.
Yeah, and the thing is that I appreciate that. And so the Armageddon is in those three layers of information. So what we have now, when you opened your statement before we had the break, was profound, you see, because you said it. You're living it now. You're already trying to get the clean water. You're trying to get the soil. You're trying to, like you made your statement, where you're going out and getting what you feel is going to survive for you. And that is exactly correct. You heard the thing. So we're doing it now. And the people in the government, like this vote on health care, like, you know, you're at a show auction of cattle. What a bunch of hypocrites. These people have no business being a representative. That's my opinion.
I agree.
I have to go.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill, for calling and staying with us.
All right. You're the best. Bye.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We only have a few minutes before the second hour. I'm going to make it very fast. This should be a whole hour presentation I had planned, but I can't do it because of time. This is how the interstate, the people that are career people in the government, are going to try to put President Trump in a box. Now, the Senate passed a bill that's called Countering Iran's Destabling Activities Act of 2017. This is Senate Bill 722. And this is an idea to blame Russia for Iran's deals instead of taking it and putting it on President Obama's shelf of his socialist activities with Iran, saying it's their money, it's our money. What a bunch of crap. The thing, in my opinion, blame Russia from this act, put it back on Trump and say that it's Russia's problem, and then they come back and attack Trump and try for the impeachment process down the road from that. Second bill, Senate Bill 720, which is called the Israeli Anti-Boycott Act. This, if you violate this act, you can have a $250,000 fine to $1 million fine or 20 years in prison. This is if you, it declares that Congress opposes the United Nations Human Rights Council and urges the pressure against companies to keep from divesting or breaking contracts with Israel, and encourages the full implementation of the United States-Israel Strategic Partnership Act of 2014. And this idea amends the Export Administration Act of 1979, that it shall be a United States policy to oppose requests by foreign countries to impose restrictive practices of countries against Israel. It prohibits, and it prohibits United States persons engaged in interstate or foreign commerces from requesting imposition of any boycott by a foreign country against a country which is friendly to the United States. That is the second act. That will be called the Trilation of the Commerce Act, which is under the control of the Trilateral Commission. Bill number three, to entrap President Trump. This is Senate Bill 722, called the Countering Iran's Destabilizing Activities Act. Now, this is the same form of the bill that I first mentioned. So, in other words, it directs the Department of Commerce and the Director of the Intelligence submit a strategy every 2 years to deter that conventional Iranian activity. Blame Russia, put the president in a box, and set up the compromise and then trap him that other way. Now, if there's any way that, you know, I'm just a citizen. I'm not against Israel. I'm not against any other country, their formation. But if you have to be so corrupt that you don't have the courtesy or the balls to talk to the President of the United States face-to-face, El Mano El Mano, then you shouldn't be in Congress. And that's just my opinion. Those three maneuvers are the ones they want to trap the President of the United States legally. They had the time to pass that, but they threw the public under the bus for social communism and the Health Care Act. We'll see you at the next live hour, Parker Pesley. Call the number 800-313-9443.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.